For many years, I thought it would be nice to do what the book says and give out the candles and have the blessing. I've done the blessing of the candles, but we got a nice little note this year from the Office of Worship, and apparently I've never read the directions very clearly because it says it's not optional. I thought it was optional for 23 years, but now I have been set straight. This is as the opening address was, this is the 40th day since Christmas. And 40 is an important number, of course, going back to the Old Testament for the 40 years in the desert and 40 days the Lord fasted, which we're getting ready for in a few weeks. But the church has imitated that. We think of it only in Lent, but actually Advent used to be 40 days, Christmas is 40 days, and even Easter, from Easter to Ascension, is 40 days. And this particular feast day, the presentation of the Lord, also could be called the purification of Mary, which is in a sense ironic because she didn't need to be purified, is a real feast day of the hypostatic union. The hypostatic union is the way that the humanity of Jesus is joined to the divine person in such a way that they are completely joined but not mingled. And so, as that same opening address said, outwardly they were fulfilling the law. Every firstborn child, male child, was to be offered to the Lord with the requisite sacrifice, and the woman was to come to the temple for the ritual purification so that she would then be admitted back into the temple to worship. And they did all of that. But the greater reality behind it was none of it needed to happen. And so you have Jesus Christ coming not only as a baby, but also as God. And he's the light of the world. As Simeon told Mary and Joseph, he will be a light for revelation to the Gentiles. His light will spread throughout the whole world. And what's so interesting about that is he never set foot out of Palestine. And there we find a great truth of our Catholic faith. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he gives us that light. That's why you are all holding candles, to symbolize the light of Christ, but also to remind you that that light has been shared with you through baptism. And for our RCIA candidates who are nearing that day, it will be shared with them in baptism in just a few short months. When you think about the salvation of the world, God did all the work that needed to be done in Jesus Christ. And then he decided to depend radically on his followers. He's with us until the end of time. We know his real presence is behind me in this tabernacle and in that chapel across the way. But he depends on you and on me to take that light into the world. And we don't do it sometimes very good. Sometimes we don't do it at all. Sometimes we get so bogged down in our own sins and our own failings that we really don't ever think about the reality that the light of Christ has not only been shared with us, but has been ignited in our souls. And then when those times happen, that's what we have confession for. And confession is so beautiful, not just because it takes away our sins, although it does that, but the Lord is not miserly. So what you gave away through sin, he doesn't just give back a little bit. He gives back more than you gave away. He makes the light burn brighter because of the humility it takes to kneel down and confess your sins and to be unburdened of those same sins. And then the Lord increases his light in you. The same thing when we receive Holy Communion, worthily. That's the only way the light can increase in us, is if it's a worthy reception of Holy Communion. And then that light burns brighter. That's why every time we come to Mass, we should ask to make a more fervent Holy Communion today than I did yesterday or than I did last week, because we can, because of the power of His grace. And then we should think today a little bit about Anna. Anna is the prophetess who is in the temple night and day, fasting and praying. And these two people, Anna and Simeon, by a special grace of the Holy Spirit, knew that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Simeon was waiting for this day, and that's why he says, "Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace." And what he means by that is, "Now I can die. I have seen the Christ of God, which is what the Lord told me I would see, and now I can go home." And Anna does something different. As soon as she meets the Christ of God, she starts telling everyone about him. And so when we celebrate the presentation and we refocus our own minds on the reality of the light of Christ that has been shared with each of us through baptism, we should ask to be a little bit more like Anna, to be willing to tell other people about Jesus Christ. Years ago, when I was in the seminary, I was with a group called the Legion of Mary, and we went in Northern Virginia, we went all through a parish, door to door, to tell people about Jesus. And you'd ring the doorbell and you'd say who you were, and the first thing, if they didn't slam the door in your face, was, "We didn't know Catholics did that." Now, you don't have to go door to door, but are you prepared to tell somebody about Jesus Christ? Have you ever thought about what Jesus has done in your life so that you could share that with someone else? And if you haven't, then come here sometime during the day, during the week, or in the evening, or go to the chapel and sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and ask him to help you to see his work in your own life and to be able to share the light of Christ. Because he has decided in his all-knowing providence that that's the way he's going to save the world. He did all of the heavy lifting, and now we have to share the message. And the greatest people to imitate on this is the early church. I've mentioned this before, and it bears repeating. They converted the whole empire. Most of Europe, all of North Africa, all the way into almost India. They converted literally millions of people because of the witness that they gave to Christ in their own lives. They were not perfect. They were not sinless. But they were moved by the light of Christ that had been given to them, and it shone so brightly that it brought other people to the light. That's why the Lord says in the gospel, "You don't light a light and put it under a bushel basket so no one can see. You put it on a lampstand so it gives light to the whole house." And so on this Feast of the Presentation, two challenges. First, think about how you could give an explanation for your hope in Christ. 90 seconds, that's all it has to be. That you could tell somebody in 90 seconds, very quickly, that Jesus Christ has worked in your life and he has come to save us. And secondly, then share that message. Allow the light of Christ that has been given to you to burn brightly in this city. You don't have to be like St. Paul and go all over the world, unless that's your vocation. But our own neighborhood, right here in College Hill, needs Jesus Christ. And he needs us to bring him to them.